Now in chapter 3, verse 1, we read, "And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him." Now the question, of course, arises here, was this man, this cripple, planted there purposely? And the answer, I think, is absolutely so. Now, you see, the other was out in the fields. That was the Sabbath in the cornfield. That was a secular spot. Now you have the Sabbath and the synagogue, and this is a sacred spot. And the Lord Jesus had been healing the multitudes, and he'd had a ministry in that connection. They knew that if they planted this man here that was a cripple, right in the way of our Lord when he came into the synagogue, that he'd do something about it. And actually, what they did is a compliment to the Lord Jesus. They said, "Well, he'll heal him." And of course, they were interested in being able to say that he broke the Sabbath by healing him on the Sabbath day. Now, I believe the man, therefore, was put there. Now, the enemy was watching, we are told. Verse 2, "And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him." You see, now the enemies at this particular time, at the beginning of his ministry, are watching for some little flimsy excuse whereby they might bring a charge against him. And frankly, they're not going to have long to wait, because notice what he did. "He saith unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth." The Lord's going to do something here. And I think that maybe a better translation here, Wycliffe translated it like this, "Rise, come into the midst and stand there." In other words, he asked this man to come and stand in the midst because he wanted to say something. And believe me, our Lord is going to say something there. Now will you notice what he does? "He saith unto them, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" They held their peace. They had learned not to answer him because they always got in a trap when they did. Now notice, "And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other." Now, the Lord Jesus broke through all of this red tape of their traditions, and he got to the heart of God's purpose in giving the Sabbath day originally to Israel. They therefore wouldn't answer him because they could not and knew they would incriminate themselves. And the Lord Jesus here, notice he looks around with anger, and you can put it down in your memory that Jesus could get angry. Dr. Graham Scroggie, he notes that anger here is the aorist tense in the Greek, and it carries the sense of momentary anger, while the Greek word for grief is used here in the present tense in the sense of continuous grief. And what you have here is this: when he had looked round about on them with anger, and that was just a flash, you see. He didn't carry a grudge. He didn't have malice forethought. And we're told being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. And that's something that he carried with him, was that awful grief because of the hardness of their hearts. "Now he saith unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. He stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other." Now, it was the Sabbath, and because the Sabbath is made for man, and he was the Lord of the Sabbath, Jesus healed the man on the Sabbath day. And the incident back there in Mark, the second chapter we looked at last time, of the Sabbath in the cornfields, it's directly connected in this incident in the synagogue. I think the two should be considered together.